our speech. It can always be worked on. When we think about our speech, there are so many different ways that we can speak now. Not just from our mouths, but now we can, of course, write and text and do all of those things by messengers, different ways of speaking, communicating. Yet, when we think about our speech, the Bible demonstrates to us that our speech ought to be with grace, seasoned with salt. And when we think about our speech, it ought to be like apples of gold in settings of silver. Proverbs 25, verse 11. What about our speech? How do we speak to one another? How do we speak to ourselves? In Psalm 15:2, we must speak the truth to ourselves. When we think about our speech and we consider Colossians chapter 4, and all month on Wednesday, we're going to be talking about our speech. How is your speech? How do you talk to people? Does it matter how we talk to one another? When I was considering these texts, I was looking at verse number 4 and 5 of Colossians chapter 4, where the Bible teaches us that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak, walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Now look at verse 6. Let your speech always... Now think about that. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. And so I was looking at the idea of seasoned and salt. And you think of the beauties of seasoning. It's nothing like eating steak. I love steak. Boy, I tell you, I eat steak every day. Some say you shouldn't be eating meat, red meat every day. Well, I guess I'll just go out every day. But I don't like just eating steak. I like to put something on it, some Tony's and some pepper and salt and some rib seasoning. I tell you, it's just something about a steak that it prepares, something about seasoning, it prepares that meat. Seeps into the pores of the meat. When you cut into that meat, you taste that seasoning. The idea of seasoning is the idea of preparation. It's intentional. But the word salt, it's interesting. That which protects, that which preserves. You think about Colossians chapter 4 in its context, it's talking about those who are on the outside. Well, should we learn how to speak to one another on the inside? Absolutely. But especially those on the outside. Why? Because we want men to see our good works and glorify our Father. But when we think about our speech, it must be intentional. Things that come out of our mouths must be intentional, which requires us to take our time before things come out. Have we thought it through? Is it seasoned? Have we thought about what we're going to say and how we're going to say it? And the more that we consider this, the purpose that we see in verse number 6, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Brethren, it makes sense that our speech must be right. I'm reminded of the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 12 and verse number 36, that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so what comes out of my mouth is actually what's in my heart, my soul, my intellect, my emotions, my will. And so if I clean up my heart, I clean up my speech. how is our speech? When I think about preparation, it made me think about Ezra. In Ezra 7, verse number 10, he prepared his heart. But he prepared his heart that he may teach Israel. Preparation. If I can encourage all of us, before we speak, let's really think about what we're going to say before we say it. Before we complain, before we become disgruntled and something comes out of our mouths toward our spouse, our children, our employer, employees. Sir? Brothers and sisters in Christ, why don't we prepare our mind before we say something? You just might save a soul, and it may be yours. But then it made me think about Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes. In chapter 12 and verse number 10, he sought out acceptable words. And for some reason, we think we can say what we want to say, when we want to say, and how we want to say, and this is just who I am. Hold on, stop. No, that don't work. Especially when we think about why are we here? As Christians, we are here to glorify God. So I wrote this down today. Psalm 10 in verse number 17. Turn your Bibles there. This was given to me. And the more I thought about it, I said to myself, this is so powerful. In Psalm 10 in verse number 17, notice what the psalmist here say, and I'll let you go after I summarize some of the things that I considered. In Psalm 10 in verse number 17, the psalmist says, Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause their ear to hear. So it made me think about these words. Prepared words come from a prepared heart who speaks from a prepared mouth that has been prepared by God. I just shouldn't say what I want to say when I want to say it. But then the opposite is true. When I'm ready to speak for God, I ought to speak with boldness and clarity and love and truth and make sure that God is glorified and we're edified. And so it's, brethren, let us ensure our words that they're proper. And sometimes we can hurt each other just with our words. And for some reason, the closer we get to people, the more we think we can say what we want. But really, it ought to be the opposite. Because I want to cherish this relationship, and I want this relationship to take me throughout eternity. I want to make sure that I say the right things to you. I remember telling a brother in Christ, man, I would never talk to your son the way you talk to mine. Why is that? By mere respect. Why is that? Because words have meaning, brethren. And we ought to treat one another with the utmost respect. And the sinner ought to come into the Lord's church and see how we talk to one another and encourage one another and help one another. Why? Because we make God's choice to talk right. So I leave you with these words. The fruit of righteousness is the tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. And friends, we can lose souls even in the church by how we talk to one another. But we can gain souls in the world and even in the church by how we talk to one another. If you're not a child of God, we want you to consider the words of Jesus Christ. Jesus wants all men to be saved. And so he told his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned. Believe that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins. Confess Christ to be Lord and be baptized in water for the remission of your sins to put yourself in a position to follow Jesus and follow him with everything that you have. Maybe you're a child of God and your heart is not pure. It's defiled. Make a covenant. make a vow, Ecclesiastes 5, that, you know what, I'm going to begin thinking better. Why? Because I want to speak better. I want to make sure that those who are around me, they get the best version of Christ living in me, the hope of glory. As we stand and as we sing the Savior's invitation.